This is Morning Edition. Since the day Hurricane Florence began battering the North Carolina coast, WUNC's education reporters have been following staff and families in New Hanover County schools as they first weathered the storm and now work to put their classrooms and schools back together. In the latest edition in the series After Florence, New Hanover Schools Rebuild, Lisa Phillip has the story of a New Hanover County teacher preparing for her students' return as she navigates the upheaval that Florence wreaked on her own family.
Jenna Parker is putting the little chairs back at the little tables in her second grade classroom at Anderson Elementary School in Wilmington. Each student spot is labeled with a name tag. Parker starts peeling one off.
This name tag's going away. Like this one, this child's not going to be coming back to sit in the seat when they get back. And then you see the other four name tags sitting there, and those kids are going to wonder where they went.
And why they aren't there, she says.
But, you know, you don't put it in the trash. You put it in your desk in hopes that they come back at some point.
This is the first day Parker has been in her classroom in 3 weeks. On the Monday night before Florence hit, she and her husband moved their daughter's toys from the backyard to the garage and got ready to leave.
I'm putting my daughter down. I'm like, this is the last time she's going to sleep in this crib. Like, it may not be here when we get back.
Parker had spent the day having difficult conversations with her students.
The lesson plans with the standards and stuff went out the window, and it became a family environment, just, you know, focusing on getting ready, talking about their fears, reassuring them that their parents are making plans and they're going to keep them safe.
She says she hugged her students as they walked out of her classroom.
Because you never know what's going to happen.
At 4 a.m. the next day, Parker and her husband loaded their three dogs and two-year-old daughter into the car and hit the road. They headed to a relative's house in Florida.
The biggest thing for me was just kind of shielding my daughter from it. I mean, she's two, so she only understands a little bit, but she realizes we got in the car and drove for hours and stayed at family's house for days. And so at that point, it's my daughter saying, I want to go home, let's go home. And she's like taking her little purse and standing by the door.
The day after the storm hit Wilmington, Parker's mother-in-law was able to check on their house. She had stayed in town.
We expected a little bit of damage. We expected to have some water leaks. And to hear my mother-in-law talk to my husband on the other end of the phone and say, what is important in your bedroom that you want? Because half of your ceiling is down already.
Parker and her husband came back to a waterlogged house strewn with insulation, sheetrock, and moldy furniture.
It was our first house. We bought it right before we got married, and we've made renovations to it since we've moved in, and we brought our daughter home there, and to see all of that ruined.
The only room that stayed dry was their daughter's. So that night that Parker thought might be her daughter's last in her own crib wasn't. When Parker and her husband moved into their temporary rental, they were able to recreate their daughter's bedroom.
After we had unpacked the stuff that we brought and brought her in a room and said, look at your room. This is your room at our house for now. And she's like, my bed, my room, my toys. And she has slept better there than she had in weeks. And so it's just, kids are so resilient. And I think her having those familiar things has made this so much easier for her.
She hopes the same goes for her students when they come back to school in a couple of days. Fortunately, her classroom didn't have any damage.
Even if these kids are suffering through things at home being different or, you know, stuff happening and damages happening to their house, like, they're going to get to walk through these doors and see something familiar for them. You know, it'll be normal, and it'll be walking into home for them.
Lisa Phillip, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
You can find all of our stories on how New Hanover County school teachers and staff are working to get schools back together after Hurricane Florence at WUNC.org.